Hello once again, and welcome to another Mansion Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 64, recorded for August 2013. Este mes, en el nivel básico, practicamos los negativos de las frases en la gramática y los contrarios, opposites, en el vocabulario. En el nivel intermedio, enfocamos en could, can y be able to. Y por vocabulario, tenemos una selección de confusing words, algunas palabras que se puede confundir. In the advanced section, we practice more advanced collocations, and there's business vocabulary, as usual, and a translation exercise, all to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales, hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ver la transcripción de este podcast o leer los anteriores, vete a mansioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Ok, let's start then with el nivel básico y las frases negativas. Voy a decir algunas frases en afirmativo y tú tienes que decirlo en negativo. Por ejemplo, si digo he likes football, tú dices he doesn't like football. ¿Ok? Luego, y como siempre, repite las frases para practicar la pronunciación. ¿Ready? ¿Listo? They speak English very well. They don't speak English very well. También puedes decir they do not speak English very well. Pero en el inglés informal y en el inglés hablado es mucho más común hacer la contracción. Don't. Do not. Don't. Repite. Don't. They don't. They don't speak English. She smokes cigars. She doesn't smoke cigars. Recuerda que la tercera persona, he, she y it, el negativo es doesn't, o sea, does not. La contracción es doesn't. Repite. Doesn't. She doesn't smoke cigars. He works in a hotel. He doesn't work in a hotel. Repite. He doesn't work in a hotel. She has three jobs. She doesn't have three jobs. Repite. She doesn't have three jobs. He goes to work by bus. He doesn't go to work by bus. Repite. He doesn't go to work by bus. Very good. Muy bien. Ahora continuamos con los contrarios de algunas palabras en inglés. Voy a decir las palabras y tú intenta decir los contrarios antes que los digo yo. Luego, repítelos para practicar la pronunciación. Win. Lose. Repite. Lose. Lend. Borrow. Go. come, leave, arrive, miss a bus, miss a train, etc. Catch, learn, teach, open, close, buy, sell. Okay, moving on to the intermediate section, we practiced the grammar of can, could, and be able to. Can and could are modal verbs and are often used to speak about ability in the case of can and past ability in the case of could. Habilidad en el pasado. Be able to is also used to talk about ability, and with be able to you can talk about ability and possibility in the future. For example, next year we'll be able to go on holiday. Or, will you be able to come for dinner with us on Saturday? Listen and repeat some more examples with can, could, and be able to. We won't be able to go, I'm sorry. Repeat. I'm sorry. Able to go. We won't be able to go. We won't be able to go. I'm sorry. I could speak French when I was younger. Repeat. Younger. When I was younger. I could speak French. I could speak French when I was younger. I can't now. Repeat. I can't now. Fíjate que con el negativo can't, no se oye muy bien la T final. Can't. I can't now. Pues es más efectivo enfocar en el sonido vocal. Ah. En la palabra can't. Es más largo que el sonido vocal en la forma positiva can. Escucha. Ah, can't. Ah, can. Cuando el can está en el principio de una frase o en medio, el sonido vocal es más débil aún. Muchas veces oye can. Repeat. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. And I can see you. Repeat. Can you hear me? Can you see me? Can you speak Spanish? Pero cuando el can está en una respuesta corta, normalmente lleva el sonido a, can. Yes, I can. Repeat. Yes, I can. Can you speak Spanish? Yes, I can. Can you speak German? No, I can't. Can, can't. Can you swim? Repeat. Can you swim? Yes, I can. I couldn't speak to him. Repeat. Speak to. Speak to him. I couldn't. I couldn't speak to him. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Repeat. Help you. I can't help you. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Were you able to see her? Repeat. See her. Able to. Able to see her. Were you Were you? Were you able to see her? I couldn't agree with you more. Repeat. Couldn't. Couldn't agree. I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree with you more. Can you do me a favor? Repeat. Favor. A favor. Do me a favor. Can you do me a favor? Could you? Could you do me a favor? Could is a bit more polite than can, but the intonation often shows more politeness than the words you use. Listen. Can you do me a favor? That's polite because of the intonation. Repeat. Can you do me a favor? I used to be able to run fast. Repeat. Used to. I used to. Be able to. I used to be able to. I used to be able to run fast. We can't meet you until next week. Repeat. Next week. Until next week. We can't meet you. Meet you. Fíjate cómo al unir el meet y el you, el sonido cambia. Meet you, meet you. Repeat. Meet you. We can't. We can't meet you. We can't meet you until next week. Have you been able to finish the estimate? Repeat. Estimate. Presupuesto. Estimate. The estimate. Finish the estimate. Able to. Able to finish. Able to finish the estimate. Have you been? Have you been able to? Have you been able to finish the estimate? Have you been able to finish the estimate? I've never been able to understand you. Repeat. Understand you. Been able to. Been able to understand you. I've never been able to understand you. Very good. Muy bien. That's fantastic, or as they say in London, fan-bloody-tastic. Moving on to vocabulary in the intermediate section, and we had some more confusing words. Disapproved, object, denied, disagree, rejected, and refused. Listen and repeat some examples. They rejected the plans. To reject, rechazar. Rejected, rechazado. Repeat, rejected. They rejected the plans. The plans have been rejected. She denied cheating in the exam. After the verb to deny, negar, use a gerund. Se pone un gerundio. Repeat. She denied cheating. He denied stealing the money. I denied breaking the glass. Her parents disapproved of her going out with a married man. If you disapprove of something, you think that it is bad. Verlo con malos ojos, or estar en contra. Notice the preposition of with disapprove. Repeat, to disapprove of. They disapproved of the marriage. I strongly disapprove of your behaviour. My parents disapprove of me. They've always disapproved of me. Only joking, Mum. My mum listens to this podcast, so I have to be careful about what I say. We object to working long hours. Notice the preposition to. Object to. Repeat. We object to working extra hours. We object to getting less money. I objected to working on Saturday. I disagree with people who want to legalize cannabis. Actually, that's not true, but it's only an example. Notice the preposition with, to disagree with. Repeat, I disagree with you. I'm sorry, I have to disagree with you. I'll have to disagree with you on that. Do you disagree with me? Listen. Pepito refused to accept my offer of 6,000 euros per month. After the verb to refuse, use the infinitive form of the verb, el infinitivo. Repeat. He refused to accept. We refused to go. I refuse to work for them. Will you refuse to accept their offer? Si quieres aprender inglés con videos y gratis, te recomendamos ABBA English. Siempre me ha gustado la idea de aprender inglés con video. Es entretenido. It's fun. Y los videos de ABBA English son muy profesionales y están muy bien hechos. Los cortometrajes son situaciones de la vida real y son la base de cada unidad del curso de inglés. Ya van incorporada la tecnología de reconocimiento de voz propia. Las 144 videoclases con profesores nativos británico-americano explican muy bien la gramática. En mi opinión, como profesor, los módulos están muy bien diseñados. El problema con muchos vídeos en YouTube para aprender inglés es que no están hechos por buenos profesores. Tienen mal sonido, están a veces mal hechos. Incluso hay algunos que llevan errores gramaticales y te van a enseñar mal. No vale la pena aprender con ellos. Echa un vistazo, have a look, a los vídeos de abbaenglish.com. Look at their free videos. Puedes empezar los cursos gratis sin coste alguno y además con apoyo en español. Al empezar tienes que facilitar una dirección de email y contestar algunas preguntas básicas, pero no es necesario que realices ningún pago. Y yo siempre pienso que si una empresa te ofrece un producto gratis para probarlo, es porque es bueno. Y la empresa crean en sus productos. Es una garantía de la calidad. Regístrate hoy y aprende inglés gratis con video, en casa y a tu ritmo con ABBA English. Pruébalo y estoy seguro de que no quedarás decepcionado. I promise you won't be disappointed. In the advanced section, we looked at some more collocations. The first of which was to come to an end, which really means to end or to finish. All it's doing is changing the verb to end into a noun and adding the verb to come to an end. Repeat, to come to an end. What time did the meeting come to an end? To crack your knuckles is to deliberately pull your fingers so that they make a short, loud sound. Like this. Can you hear that? Some people hate it. Knuckles in Spanish are nudillos, I think. Some people find this noise really annoying. My sister does, and so, of course, when I was young, I would do it on purpose just to annoy her. Especially when we were watching TV together, I used to crack my knuckles. I can't do it now. To crack your knuckles. Next was to bear something or someone in mind, which means to remember and think about someone or something. For example, bearing in mind that she's had so little experience, I thought she did very well. Repeat, to bear in mind. Please bear this in mind. You can also say to keep in mind. Please keep this in mind. Remember this. To come down on someone is to criticize someone or something. Also, to insult or tease someone. Why are you coming down on me like that? Stop coming down on me all the time. Repeat. To come down on. Stop coming down on me. If something comes to nothing, it amounts to nothing. It's worthless. Quedar en la nada. All of my hard work has come to nothing. Repeat. To come to nothing. I've worked on this web page for nearly 20 years, and it's all come to nothing. We had high hopes, but at the end of the day, the project has come to nothing. If you come up against a brick wall, you are not able to continue an activity or do something you want to. Repeat. To come up against a brick wall. Or to be up against a brick wall. Pepito wants to leave home, but he can't find a job. He's up against a brick wall. A grudge, G-R-U-D-G-E, is resentimiento or rencor. And if you bear someone a grudge, or if you bear a grudge against someone, or hold a grudge against someone, it's guardarle rencor a alguien. Repeat. To bear a grudge. To hold a grudge. She still bears a grudge against me after all these years. Do you hold any grudges against ex-boyfriends or girlfriends? I used to hold a grudge against an old friend of mine who stole my girlfriend from me many years ago. Yes, you know who you are, Paul. But after all these years, I bear no grudge against him or my ex-girlfriend, and I wish them well. Life's too short to bear grudges, don't you think? Repeat, to bear a grudge against someone. Another collocation with the verb to bear is to bear a resemblance to someone or to something. This means to have a degree of similarity to someone or something. Repeat, resemblance, to bear a resemblance. This bike bears a strong resemblance to the one I had stolen last month. Don't you think that man over there bears a resemblance to your brother? To bear with means to be patient with. Aguantar con. Repeat. Bear with me. Please bear with me for a second. Just bear with me, this will only take a minute. Moving on to collocations with crack, we had crack your knuckles before. There's also to crack a joke, which means simply to tell a joke. Repeat, to crack a joke. She's always cracking jokes. He cracked a joke in the middle of the meeting. If you're working really hard, or if you're under a lot of pressure or stress, you could crack under the strain. This means you have a mental or emotional collapse. He was working 80 hours a week at the office, and he finally cracked under the strain. Repeat, to crack under the strain. If she carries on like that, she'll crack under the strain. Listen to the collocations and expressions again and repeat them. Come to an end. Crack your knuckles. Bear something in mind. Come down on someone. Come to nothing. Come up against a brick wall. Bear someone a grudge. Bear a grudge against someone. Bear a resemblance to someone. Bear a resemblance to something. Crack a joke. Crack under the strain. Bear with someone. Good, okay, moving on to the business English section, we looked at some more business English vocabulary. And the first expression was the way I see it. La manera en lo que veo. Or la manera como yo lo veo. It's a similar expression to from my point of view. Desde mi punto de vista. Repeat, the way I see it. The way I see it. From my point of view. The way I see it, we should focus on our overseas markets. From my point of view, we're wasting our time. Your input in a discussion is your contribution of information, or a comment or viewpoint. For example, I'd like to hear your input on this. Can we get his input before we make a decision? Repeat. We need your input on this. I really value your input. To make a point es decir algo importante. To say something significant. Repeat. You make a good point. He made a good point when he said that. The phrasal verb to lay off means despedir. And unfortunately, we are hearing about too many people being laid off these days. Repeat. He was laid off from work. When will companies stop laying people off? I agree with you up to a point. Up to a point means hasta cierto punto. Repeat. Up to a point. I agree up to a point. The next steps was the final expression. Steps are pasos. So the next steps are los siguientes pasos. What are the next steps? What exactly do we do next? Repeat, the next steps. What are the next steps? What are the next steps on this project? We also gave you some more sentences to translate in this month's cuaderno. First, you had to translate from English to Spanish. So, I'll say the English sentences and you can say the Spanish translation. Then, repeat the English sentence after me to practice pronunciation. Ready? The washing machine is broken. La lavadora está rota. Repeat. Washing machine. The washing machine. The washing machine's broken. Are you losing money? ¿Estáis perdiendo dinero? Repeat. Are you losing money? We've been losing money for 2 years. Estamos perdiendo dinero desde hace 2 años. Repeat. For 2 years. Losing money. Losing money for 2 years. We've been losing money for 2 years. The handle's broken. El asa está rota. Repeat. Handle. The handle's broken. I slept like a log. Dormí como un tronco. Repeat. A log. I slept like a log. Good. Now I'll read some Spanish sentences and you translate to English. Then repeat the sentences after me to practice your pronunciation. Okay? No deberías haberte dormido. You shouldn't have fallen asleep. Repeat. Fallen asleep. Shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. You shouldn't have fallen asleep. No lo pude evitar. I couldn't help it. Repeat. Help it. I couldn't help it. Eso es lo que me gusta oír. That's what I like to hear. Repeat. That's what I like to hear. Esto es aburrido. This is boring. Repeat. This is boring. Quien quiera que hizo esto, realizó un buen trabajo. Whoever did this, did a good job. Repeat. A good job. Did a good job. Whoever did this. Whoever did this, did a good job. Well, that's all we have time for on this podcast, but we'll be back with you next month, as usual, with another podcast based on our monthly newsletter, El Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, you can listen to all our previous podcasts at mansioningles.com and on iTunes. Si te gusta este podcast, puedes hacernos un gran favor y escribe una corta reseña en iTunes. Si escribes una reseña en iTunes, más personas pueden escucharnos porque subimos en el ranking de iTunes. Y también puedes darnos algunas estrellas si te gusta nuestros podcasts. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mansión del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés and join our growing community of more than 25,000 fans. Or send me an email to mentionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is MentionTwit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en cuadernodeingles.com. Until next month then, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Take care and bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbit.